episode 3308. Goodbye, thanks.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a very blessed week. Can you believe it? We're already to mid-February. That means in a blink, we're going to be in the third month of a brand new year. So hang on tight, because I know you've got some incredible dreams. You've got some goals that you want to achieve. And in order to do that, you got to say goodbye things. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, in a world that glorifies busyness and accumulating material possessions, right? We've got to up the Joneses. And I don't know why the Joneses always get the bad rap, but whoever it is for you down the street that you want to beat, it's easy to get caught up in the idea that more is always better. But what if you flipped that? Goodbye, things. Less is more to live a life well lived. You know, because unfortunately, we proudly wear our busy badge of honor. Right? It's like, aha, look at me. This is my badge. As if it's filling our lives with countless commitments and a surplus of stuff, thinking that somehow it equates to success and fulfillment. This is what's going to get us further ahead. This is what's going to beat our neighbors down the street. This is going to put me on top. But what if deep down we know that this constant busyness and clutter is holding us back from truly living a life well lived? Fumio Sasaki once said, "Minimalism is about knowing my true needs and saying goodbye to everything that doesn't serve me well." Sometimes we say goodbye to the things that really matter most because we're not willing to let go of the stuff that honestly doesn't really matter. And these words, it carries a profound message that in order to live a life of purpose and meaning, you got to learn to let go of the excess and focus on what truly matters. Letting go of physical possessions can be a powerful act of liberation. It's that freedom. It allows us to create space both physically and mentally. Clear the clutter for the things that truly bring us joy and fulfillment. When you don't have a lot of stuff stacked up on your desk, do you feel like you're a little bit more organized? You probably heard of Marie Kondo, right? The decluttering expert. She wisely advises the space in which we live should be for the person we are becoming now, not for the person we were in the past. Goodbye, things. Goodbye. So as you bid farewell to the unnecessary distractions and embrace a more simplified lifestyle, because you know, we got to be able to do that. We got to be able to let go of the stuff that is just holding us back. You can't say yes to something if you're still saying yes to everything else you were doing. I mean, let's go back in time for a minute. I mean, just seriously think about this. What if you were doing everything that you did in high school? And I say high school because we got to start there. And for some, maybe you got to go back to middle school. So let's include middle school. Middle school and high school. Those are profound years in our growing up years. And then what if you added on college? And if you didn't go to college, that's fine. And then you added on just your first few years of true adulting, where you were on your own 100%. You didn't have your parents' help, but you were doing it all by yourself. Add that in, and then all the way up until now. Could you be doing everything all the way back then till now and still living the life that you want to? No, you couldn't. There's no way I could have been, you know, doing all the things I did in band and still be doing what I am now with 5 kids, 2 grandbabies, now trying to do what I'm doing here at Create Your Now. You know, expanding the TV and what God is bringing to us and all of that. I mean, doors are flying open, which is great, but it requires more energy. It requires more effort. I would have to let go of things. I could play Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. I wouldn't have time to rehearse. Yeah, believe it or not, I played Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, little Toto. But my little Toto, it wasn't a real dog. It was literally this cute little white fluff ball that was a tissue cover. I kid you not. We kind of stuffed it. It made it look like a little Toto. Okay, that was back in the day, right? Stories. Love stories. Goodbye, things. I couldn't be Dorothy because I need to be a mom. I need to be a grandma. I need to be a wife, a mother. I need to be a great friend. I need to be a mentor, a coach. Goodbye, things. What are you trying to do? Are you just trying to stuff your basket of, oh, look at all of this stuff that I'm doing? I know the Super Bowl is long gone and Valentine's Day was a blink away. I get that. But the two Super Bowl teams that played, there's no way they could have made it to the Super Bowl if they tried to do everything from middle school on until now. Now, that doesn't mean that what they did in middle school and high school and college didn't play a part in them getting to the Super Bowl, right? Our experiences, our life learned lessons, our failures, our successes, our achievements, our accolades, and then the things that we don't even know, it just happens. Those little things, the God winks in life. It all adds up to where we are at this moment in time when you're hearing my voice. But you can't go on living today if you keep pulling around all your baggage from yesterday and the day before and the day before that and the day before that. Goodbye, things. It's time to bid farewell. Create room for personal growth, self-reflection, and self-care. If you didn't listen to yesterday's episode, go back. Episode 3307. Right? Count your blessings, not your burdens. You got to love yourself. Are you doing that well? By letting go, you make a conscious choice to live with intention and purpose, truly cultivating a life. That means digging in the soil of where you're planted that is centered around what truly matters to you. If you're still all caught up in your own stuff, you know, hey, yeah, I'm Dorothy over here in the Wizard of Oz. Number one, whoop, whoop, made the leading role in middle school. It was awesome. But does it matter now on this side of my half century? Nah, probably not so much. Did it help me gain some stage presence? Does it help me with what we're doing on the podcast and in the TV world? Yes. But I don't still have to play Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz to do what I'm doing now. Goodbye, things. So today, let's take a moment to reflect on the things that may be cluttering your life and preventing you from living the life you truly desire. Be present. Be incredible to be you. Let's have the courage to say goodbye to what no longer serves us so that we may create space for what truly matters. And when you do so, you not only serve yourself well, but you also have the opportunity to serve others well in a way that is authentic and true. It's palpable. It's real because it's you. So today, say a heartfelt goodbye. Goodbye, things that hold you back, and ready yourself to take aim. Action ignites motivation. Yes, get the engines roaring, because one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.